Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Steve O'Dell. Iran's government crackdown has paused Bible translation work, yet lives continue to be changed by Scripture. Then, One Ministry welcomes a new president who will champion its mission to equip believers around the world with Scripture. That story in just a few moments. But first, a harsh crackdown on protesters in Iran appears to have quelled unrest for now. The death toll continues to rise as reports leak out of the country. Totals range from 3,900 to more than 16,000. Dane, with Unfolding Word, says an ongoing blackout cut them off from Bible translators in Iran.
With the internet shut down, they're all just kind of focused on staying out of view.
Protests gained support early on from U.S. President Donald Trump, who threatened intervention before the country went dark. Believers have a policy in place to protect them.
They erase every contact from their phones and their computers that might indicate they're in touch with anybody in the West, because this oppressive, murderous government is so paranoid that they think any citizen in Iran that talks to somebody outside of Iran is a potential spy.
Bible translation is on pause for now, but it's already changing lives. One Muslim scholar came to Christ after reading Scripture in his heart language.
He said, "The first chapter of the Gospel of John captivated me. The text was simple, but at the same time so profound and unique that I either had to accept it as truth or believe it was all a lie."
Ask the Lord to protect his followers in Iran and provide for their daily needs. Meanwhile, representatives from Turkey, Poland, Russia, and other countries have received invitations to join the U.S.-chaired Board for Peace for rebuilding Gaza. But for weeks now, harsh weather has brought deep suffering to the very people the board is meant to stabilize. Fadi Shariha with the MENA Leadership Center says,
"It's raining like crazy and it's cold, and most of the people are living in tents."
Nearly 800,000 people in Gaza are living in flood-prone areas, according to the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
Hope is a big, big, big word that is missing in Gaza right now. What is the hope for tomorrow? And again, I'm not only talking about, you know, the minority of Christians are still there, but I'm talking about the whole population of Gaza.
Shariha says some people miss the fact that the ceasefire has not ended Gaza's struggle. According to Palestinian officials, Israeli fire has killed at least 460 people in Gaza since the October 10 Israel-Hamas ceasefire began.
This is what is missing. People don't know. They think that it's all overdone with, but it's not.
Pray for the gospel to penetrate deeper into Gaza. Also, sharing the gospel does not have to be difficult, especially with helpful literature in hand. That is the mission of World Missionary Press, which has served for more than six decades. As the world changes, new challenges emerge, and they often call for a fresh approach. That is why the ministry welcomed a new president, Tyler Bauer. Helen Williams says,
"We're growing every year in what we produce and in the opportunities we have, but there needs to be someone watching out, making us more efficient, making us more focused."
Bauer views personal growth among staff as essential to strengthening the ministry's global work.
And he believes if we look at the world, there's going to be increased requests for the literature. And he's trying to prepare us internally for that.
The ministry prints and ships scripture booklets and Bible studies in more than 350 languages.
Use the booklet on their own and see how they work and see how the Spirit uses the booklets. And just one booklet can change a family and a life.
As global instability grows, gospel workers need reliable literature to share, and supporters play a growing role in making that possible. Pray for gospel literature to reach more people worldwide and for wisdom for the new leadership. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
We make it go as far as we possibly can, and we are deeply aware of our accountability for that, because it's the Lord giving to us through them.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, X, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.